Holy to God is everything pure and true. In today's first reading in Genesis, Jacob was on his deathbed and wanted to assemble his sons together for one last time before his death to tell them something important and something pure and true. What he was about to tell them was something that God had put in his spirit to speak about. These words were the words of God to be spoken to his sons. It was a prophecy that would shed light on the lineage of Jesus, a sign for the people to see that foreshadows the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ, someone pure and true. He tells Joseph, whom he also called Judah, that his brothers will praise him. He tells them that Judah will have control of his enemies, and his brothers and all of their descendants will bow down to Judah and all of his descendants. He foretells that Judah will be fed and brought up well taken care of. He will be fed the choices of food to keep him healthy. Jacob compares Joseph to a strong lion resting and should not be roused. His kingship shall never be taken from him, nor the strength from his lineage. He and his bloodline will be praised forever, and the people will always pay him homage. Now the question to be asked is, why would Jacob gather all of his sons and tell them this? God prophesizes through man to warn them. I believe that God wants the best for them, and his way is the best way for them to follow at this time. The sooner the brothers accept their father's prophecy, the better off they will be. He is foretelling the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ and his lineage, a pure and holy lineage. In the gospel reading of Matthew that accompanies this reading tells the genealogy of Jesus that traces his bloodline all the way back to Judah, Jacob, and beyond, and confirms the prophecy that Jacob foretold. It was a prophecy that was pure and true. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Amen.